Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you for blessing us with your spirit and your power. Lord, we can't do what we do. All of us move and have our being. It's you when you thought. When you wanted to change the world, it was a blessing. And I just appreciate you so much for trusting us and using us. Though we are being used. Thank you anyway. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. It's part two, right? So I'm excited about this here. And the thing is, let me say a little bit about. Use the hand. Okay, gotcha. All right. We're doing a test run with my headless mic. So it's not working. Dale, give me a hand. Okay, I'm back. All right now, so I can't really hear out of my left ear. I'm struggling with something's going on in my left ear. But so if I'm yelling, blame it on my ear, right? So I'm excited about finishing this sermon. But I want to kind of bring it up just a little bit, and I want to share something because we have some young men in the audience. And I don't know how much all those guys go to church. So I just want to share, because I know some of them do, but I just want to share with them and with the audience, realize that you are special, right? I want you to understand you're special and you're very unique, right? So everybody has to understand that the more rare something is, the more valuable it is. The more rare something is, the more valuable it is. And every single person, I don't know why God did it, but he did it. He created every one of us with our own DNA. And so there's nobody like you. Now, maybe somebody look like you, but there's no one like you, right? And God doesn't make any mistakes, and that's important. But you have to understand that, and we all, everybody say we all, was created in God's image. Now, somebody told you you wasn't. I'm telling you they was not being truthful with you, right? Because in Genesis, God said, I created man in my image and my likeness, and then I gave them dominion in the earth. Now, God is a spirit. So when you get later on in Genesis, he said, and God breathed into man the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. Now, that's important to understand that, because from that, the whole message is going to be powerful, right? Because it changes lives. And when we leave here today, I assure you, you won't be the same, right? And you won't look at people the same. And it's important for us to understand that. The problem with the church, right, and the religious community, I was telling someone, I said, it's unfortunate that the church really creates an environment that separates people instead of bringing people together. They spend more time trying to divide people instead of unifying people. So we have this denomination over here. We have this denomination over here. We have this religious persuasion over here. And everybody's saying we're right and you're wrong, and then we don't even want to associate with you, right? But we all say we are part of the body of Christ, right? And we Christ's body. Now, it's important because people have different views. But I want you to understand something. I believe that when Christ came, his mission was to redeem man or to reconcile man back to God, right? And what he really was doing was trying to get man to understand that they really was never connected with God. But the only way you really can be connected with him, because God is a spirit, you have to do it in spirit. So Nicodemus, in the third chapter of John, Nicodemus had a conversation with Jesus. And Nicodemus was one of those rulers of the Jews, and they didn't care much for Jesus. Right? And so Nicodemus had a conversation, Diane, with Jesus at night when no one else was around. And he said, listen, master, teacher. And he said, I know that you are, now listen to what he said. I get behind the camera. I forgot. My fault. Thank you, brother. I got you. I'm a beast still. All right? Right now. He said, I know that you are a teacher come from God, Shanks. He said, because nobody can do what you do except God be with them. Now, remember that they did not want to accept Jesus as the Messiah. But Nicodemus knew something special about him, Because Jesus was going around healing people, delivering people. Now, this is important, Tyrese, that he did not mess with people that was already well. Jesus was dealing with people that everybody else said was broken and wasn't about anything. Didn't nobody care anything about, right? He loved those. So God was trying to tell us something. He said, but God so loved the world that he sent his son into the world, right? To really redeem man back to him, because the religious community already thought they had it. They was walking around like they was high and mighty, and they were so self-righteous. And Jesus had a problem with them. The problem was so powerful that they said, we'll kill you before we allow you to be the Messiah. And they literally killed him, right? They took him to Calvary, and they killed him. But Jesus, his mission was to reconcile us back to God. Now, here's the deal. So when you read Genesis, it says God breathed into the dirt, and the dirt became a living soul. Because now the dirt is your body. That's your avatar, right? But the power is really in your spirit. Right? So that's why he said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it's a spiritual thing. So Jesus comes to Nicodemus and tells Nicodemus, hey, listen, Nicodemus, I understand what you're saying, but you need to get born again. Now, this is important because we take that term and we just throw it around. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Nicodemus was a pretty brilliant man, and he's a teacher of the law. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? Do I go back into my mother's womb and come out? Jesus says, no, Nicodemus. He said, you got to be born of the flesh and of the spirit. Now, this is important. Now, this is important. Don't miss this here. So when he talk about being born again, he know you were already born physically, but you have to have a transformation in your mind and realize that you really are a spiritual being, not a physical being. Your real essence is your spirit man, right? And your avatar is a vehicle, is the conduit that your spirit works through in order to get God's work done, right? So God's spirit resides in all of us, right? Now, some people got in under the religious persuasion that only some people get the spirit of God, and you have to have it a certain way. I'm just telling you that's their opinion. And everybody got a right to their opinion. Right? Because they can't tell you what God is doing in your life. They can only tell you what God is doing in their life. Now, he may not be operating that way in their life, but I'm telling you, he said it. Right? It's important for you to understand that. Now, this is important when we deal with this. Because what happens is, a lot of us don't understand who we are and don't understand our mission. Right? Our mission was never about us. So when God created you, he never created you for you. He created you really for him, to represent him in the earth, right? That's why he gave you his spirit. So when you deal with anybody, you're really dealing with him. And he said, well, listen, your brother is really you, because we all spiritual beings. He said, we're really like a spider connecting a web. We all connected. But the problem is, the people in the world who don't have a relationship with God is always trying to tell you who you're not instead of who you are. And it seemed like that a lot of times in the church, people spend so much time trying to tell you what you're not instead of encouraging who you are. So they're so busy beating you down instead of building you up. So we come to church and I talk about how short your dress is and why you wear this and why you have that on and why you come in here looking like that. And so you come here, you want to hear from God, but you can't hear from God because you're so mad because somebody's judging you. Right? And they're talking about you instead of loving you, right? And I tell the congregation all the time, I said, be careful, because once you find somebody to love you, right, you can't get rid of that person, right? Because people want to be loved, right? Because that's what it's all about, because God is love. That's why Jesus said, you'll know my disciples by the love they show. And love is magnetic. And it doesn't, watch this here, it doesn't look for faults. Right? And so now, unconditional love is first loving you. Why is it loving you? Because God resides in you. He resides in the mind of man. That's why, for the first law of the universe is the law of mentalism. That God created everything from the mind of God, right? From the mind of God, he created things. Then watch this here. This is important. And everything that's in your life comes from your mind. the way you think, right? Now, that's important as we get into this lesson, right? Now, I don't want you to miss this here because it's gonna be crucial. If you miss it, you're in trouble, right? Now, so everything is mental. Everybody say, everything is mental. Everything is in your mind. If you don't like your life, only you can change your life because you create your life, right? If you're a basketball player, you're mad because Louis won't play you, ask yourself a question, am I doing what he told me to do, right? He gave you a list of things to do. Am I doing it? No, I'm doing some of them. Well, that's why you're not playing, right? So you got to remember, you got to do what you're supposed to do. This is important. So don't miss it now. Now, everything is within. Now, if I don't like my life, only I can change my life. Because whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. Now, I'm going to say this again. Only I can change my life. Not my wife, not my mama, not my daddy, me. Right? You can't wait for your parents, because your parents want you going to change your life. Because you decide if you want to skip school or not. You decide if you want to vape or not. You decide if you want to smoke the joint. You decide if you want to have sex. You decide. Because your mama told you not to do it. You did what you want to do anyway. Right? So you decide. In your mind, you thought about it first, and then you always act on it later. So whatever, you don't have to tell me what's going on in your life. All I do is watch your life, because you always write the story for everybody to read it. So whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. So you think it, then you act it out. Right? And so you can fake everybody out, think you're faking everybody out, but whatever you're thinking about is really who you are. Because everything comes from the inside out. Now, this is important because it's not about anybody else. It's about you. Everybody says about me. Now, this is important, right? So as we get into this lesson, and that's why I don't want you to miss this. This is good. Right? So now, there's a law called the law of polarity or the law of duality, right? And the law of duality says that there's always a cold and a hot, right? Up and a down. There's always one end of the pole, the other end of the pole. But here's the big part I think is important with duality. When you really study it, duality says, I don't like Derek. I just don't like, every time I see Derek, he irks me. How many people know somebody like that in your life? Don't name them. Just raise your hand if you know somebody. Now, I promise you, if you are honest with yourself, the thing that irks you about them is in you. You're projecting it out, and God is letting you see you in real time. Right? So when you go and say, man, I swear to God, they just talk too much. You do too. And they just, I wish she just shut up. She talk all the time. I promise you, somebody is saying the same thing about you, because the thing that bothers them is what's going on inside of you, because you are a projection. So unconditional love is that's a condition, right? But everything from me, if I love me, I love everything that projects from me, right? So when I see things, I project everything on the inside. I'm projecting. I'm seeing. It's really me, right? I can change it now. It's important to understand that. And I may go in a little bit deeper in another sermon, but I want you to understand that. Now, why did I say that? Because there's a battle, right? Love and hate is the same thing. There's no difference between it in the duality. The only thing different, hot and cold, is the same, right? It's just a matter of degrees, right? If it's 75 degrees and you say it's warm, but if I go to the left, it's going to be colder. Only by degrees, right? That's important to think about this, right? Now, when you think about that, and you think about other people, and you think about your own life, and people are going through things in their life, and whatever they're going through, man, it may be degrees of what they're going through. You can't judge a person by what you see, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they're going through. I know you want to judge your classmates. I know you want to judge your husband. I know you want to judge your kids. But you can't judge them because you really don't know. Some of you all think you know your own children. You don't know them because they didn't even tell you. Right? They doing things. I know I did some stuff. My mom is dead and gone. I burnt the house down in Twin Lake. She died not knowing I burned it down. I burned it to the ground. She thought it just caught a fire. I burned it to the ground. She died. She ain't coming back. She's down, right? Now, so there's some things that's going on in your life that your mama don't even know about, right? Now, it's important. Now, so we all got some things going on in our life. Raise your hand if you got something going on. Yeah, man, we all got something going on. Now, listen to me. Nobody in this place is perfect. All of us have some flaws. I don't care how sanctified you think you are. I don't care how powerful your devotional life is. I don't care how much you love the Lord, Tony. You can get on your knees and you can pray all night long till the sun come down. When you get up, you got a problem. That's why you're down there so long. Right? So you got something. You said, God, you got to help me with this thing. I ain't going to get up. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Right? And you keep on going, and you get up, and he ain't bless you. You go back into prayer tomorrow. That's the deep people, right? So they super deep. Now, all of us got issues. All of us. Everybody say, all of us. Now, if all of us got issues, now this is going to get deep. If all of us got issues, I don't have room to worry about your issues. I don't have no space in my brain for your issues. I ain't got time to talk about Louis King Coach when my church ain't got it together. I need to be focused on what I'm leading. While I'm sitting there trying to criticize what he's not doing, I need to figure out why my house is out of whack. What's going on over there? Because there's some things I can be correcting. Said, won't he do it? You're going to find out in a minute he really going to do it. Now, this is important. So in John, the third chapter, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. When he said born again, he said, until you understand who you are, Martha, spiritually, right, you can't even see God's kingdom. You don't even see the beauty of the kingdom, right? Because the kingdom, when you understand the kingdom, people look different. You see people differently, man, when you really got the kingdom. You really understand differently. Right? You have a different view. So he was telling them, he said, listen, you can't do it unless you're really born again. I know you was born from your mother, but you got to have a transformation in your mind. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to have a spiritual transformation. You got to see things differently. If you think you're going to college, right, but you're not doing nothing, you're not going, you're just talking. Stay with me. So when I'm born again, I start to see things. God will open up the world. I see the training I need. I know what I got to do. I'm starting to listen to what, because God going to bring everything. He's not going to give you a gift, Tyrese, to play basketball and not give you the training. Now, you just got to do it. I don't feel like it. Well, keep on sitting back here. You'll be telling the story. You're going to buy a ticket in about 4 years. They paying to watch you now. You're going to pay to watch the kids the next day. Don't do your training. I'm telling you I'm telling you the truth, right? So, but when you're born again, spiritually, you start to see things different. It's not about basketball. It's about how do I use my gift to serve humanity? So now, if I understand this is my gift, I'm going to do whatever I can to serve humanity. Because some people coming out, they just want to see you bounce a ball. It's everything to them. Some people, right now, they almost commit suicide because the Lions lost. They want them to win so bad they can taste it. Right? But as sad as they are, people in Washington, D.C. is happy as all outdoors. Right? But when you spiritual, I used to pray, Louis. I used to pray for my basketball team. I used to pray, Lord, bless us, let us win. And then God said, what about the other guy? You know, he a believer too on the other team. So am I supposed to ignore him and just bless you? He said, are you concerned about that? Or do you want me to just have your team play the best they can play? He said, and then let your best be the best. And if you do your best, Because, watch this, because when you have a relationship with God and you're born again, you see things through a different lens. You give it your all for the sake of the kingdom. Because Jesus tells us in Scripture, he says, whatever you do, do as though you're doing unto the Lord. So now I'm working hard, not for you, but for him. I love my wife, not because my wife, I love my wife because I love the Lord. And because I love the Lord, I love my wife. They kind of go hand in hand, right? But I can't love my wife and not love the Lord. Stay with me. We're going to get there, right? So then he comes. This is going to get good before it's over, right? So then in John, the third chapter, 5 and 6, he said, Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and of the Spirit. He said, nobody can do this thing unless they have a transformation of their mind. You got to change. Some of you guys been in homes raised where your parents and your in-laws and your family members telling you you're nothing. They cussing you out. You can't do nothing right. They don't mean no harm, but that's all they know. Right? But when you're born again, you change your whole life. You change your community. You change the way you see things. You change the way you deal with people. Now, the place I used to go, I don't go no more. There's some places I used to go, and I was glad to go. But when I got born again, I didn't even go there anymore because I didn't even like what they was doing because I knew they didn't mean me no good. So God showed me. I thought he was my friend until he told me to hit this joint. Oh, man, come on, man, hit this joint. So I was playing with the joint. I was doing all this here, and all I was like, and they said, man, you just wasting my weed. I never forget, it's the truth, it's gospel truth. So my brother that was with me, he hit the joint. Because both of us made a commitment to each other. And when he hit the joint, I walked home 5 miles, cried the entire time. I could not believe that we were athletes. And we had made a commitment to God that we weren't going to put no junk in our body, and you let this fool trick us into smoking a joint. I couldn't believe he did it. Now, I'm 64 years old. A joint ain't never touched my lip in 64. I was raised in the hood. I ain't never smoked a joint. Don't drink no alcohol. Don't smoke no cigarettes. Don't do none of that stuff. Right? Now, God did it. Now, but when he filled me with the Holy Spirit, right, he filled me when I was born, right? When I recognized I had it, I was showing up bad then. Right? I was smoking bad, right? I was tough for real. I thought I was illiterate. I gave a testimony that I was illiterate. And God told me the other day, he said, why are you telling people that lie when you got straight A's all through college? You telling people you couldn't read and everything from your master's degree all the way through, you got straight A's. He said, who told you that lie? Somebody told me that lie. I don't know who told me, and I started believing it. Somebody told you a lie and told you it was nothing, and you believed them. When you was created in God's image, and God don't make no junk. All right. Let me get on with this. All right. So when he says humans can't reproduce only humans. But the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So when the Holy Spirit, when you give your life over to God, really give your life over to him, he changes you and he changed the way you think. You don't see, old folks say like that, your hands look new and your feet look new. I'm telling you, everything about you changes. When you really embrace God and let him in your life, the whole world changes. You see everything different. Right? And then you realize that the person that's trying to give you something is really trying to harm you. They say they care about you, but you wouldn't dare offer me some drugs if you cared about me for real. You can't make me bleed you my best friend and trying to give me some dope. When you know, when they told us since we was in first grade that dope was no good for us. We read it in the books. We saw all the videos. We didn't watch movies. We saw all the examples. And you gonna tell me, hit this? Because you my dog? Come on. Then when I get hooked, you don't want to have nothing to do with me no more. All you gonna do is talk about me. He ain't never, look at my weed head, a PO head. Look at him. Right? But I was your dog until I got hooked. And then I ran out of money and I couldn't buy nothing. And I told you to give me a couple dollars. You're like, man, you on your own, bro. You know, pills cost $15 a pill. I didn't know I knew the price. Some of y'all are like, man, don't be telling my business. All right, now, let's get back to it, right? Now here's the thing, because I'm about to come home with this, right? I'm about to wrap it up, right? Here's what I want to get. Now, why did I say all that? Because I want you guys to realize that everybody in this room, everybody you run into, man, got issues. They're dealing with something. A lot of people, man, love God with all their heart, but they got some issues. They're dealing with some things. Now, here we go. Now, Jesus, everybody say Jesus. Not Paul, not James, not Peter, but Jesus was on the mountain. And he said, I want to teach you guys a lesson, but I'm going to tell you about you. Right? Now, here's what he says. I'm going to tell you about your life. He said, but here's what I want to tell you this story. Right? He said, in the 7th chapter of Matthew, he told them, here's what he says. Do not do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. Now, if you don't like nobody slapping you, don't you slap nobody. If you don't like nobody hustling you out of your lunch money, don't you hustle nobody. If you don't like anybody stealing your car, don't you take your friend's car when they leave the keys in it and think it's funny. Now, the reason I said that, because I did it. My friend girl of mine, mama bought her a brand new Mustang, and she left the keys in the car, and me being I was in 11th grade, stupid as all outdoors, jumped in the car and took off and drove all around the block. I didn't realize how stupid it was because we didn't own no car. My mama never owned the car, right? Until I got older and I thought about it. I said, I was a fool. I drove this girl a brand new car, right? What if I had wrecked her car? I came back, the girl was crying. We was best friends. It messed up my friendship for life. Right? Now, I stole hubcaps off people's cars. And I was saved, Louis, with the Holy Ghost. Me and my wife got out of church, and guess what happened? I had a brand new Renault line. Went out there, they stole my hubcaps. I didn't even call the police. Because God's law applies to all of us. Right? So he said, so do unto others, you would have them do unto you. So if I didn't want nobody to steal mine, I shouldn't have stole theirs. If you don't want nobody lying on you, don't you start lying on somebody else. If you don't want nobody gossiping about you, don't you gossip about somebody else. Because I promise you, hear me out, when I get done, you're going to notice, right? He said, this is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophet. That is it. Right? Then he says this. It's going to get good. Right? He said, do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Yeah. Don't you judge. Don't you come here trying to find fault in my life. Yeah. You come here in church, and you look at somebody, and you say, I can't believe they this, and I can't believe that. Judge them, because as soon as you judge them, somebody's going to turn around and judge you. And listen to what he said. Don't you judge others, and then you won't be judged. For you will be. Everybody say, you will be. You will be treated as you treat others. Listen to me. There's some things, pull the blanket off somebody else's life and watch the cover come off yours. You ain't going to like it when it come off yours. I don't care who you are, right? When you expose somebody in school, young people, thinking it's funny. Embarrass them. I promise you can be a star athlete today. You get embarrassed tomorrow because we are human, right? And the law is the law. So the law says, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the same standard by which you will be judged. Whatever standard you hold, remember, you hold for them, you better have the same standard for you. I can't talk about you, and then I don't live up by the same standard. And that's the problem. That's why you can't come to church judging nobody. Because you know doggone well you got something going on in your life, and I ain't got time to be focusing on you when I need to clean up my life. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. I can't tell, man, listen, you need to get this together. You and your wife, y'all need to get it together, and me and my wife arguing all the time. Who am I? I need to focus on mine. Right? Then he says this. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Why are you worried about a little speck of what's going on in Sister Tracy? I can't believe she got so-and-so. So. Why are you worried? Why did you come here worried about her? When you already know when you left home, you had hell going on in your life. You got so much stuff going on. You're praying to God that you can get through this thing. But yet, I'm going to find some fault in you. You know why? Because you're insecure. And sometimes you want to put the, watch this, you want to focus on somebody else. So you try to point them out so everybody won't see you. But in reality, you putting the spotlight on yourself. Because God said, okay, judge them. I'm coming right back at you. Soon as you think you don't know, somebody going to reveal it. I remember David had a man killed. He was a king. Had a man killed in secret. Put him in front of the line. Thought he got away with it. And the guy told him a story. He said, he was a man that had one lamb. Just one. And this other man had all kind of lamb. He just took that man one lamb. David said, that man I'll be put to death. He said, you the one. Because God spoke, because God is a spirit. Now, everybody hear me. Everybody say, God is a spirit. Spirit work in the minds of people. A spirit is an energy. Listen, you can do something here, and they can know about it in California. Because energy travel in the air. I came to Sam's Club. I walked up to Sam's Club, and the algorithm picked up. I turned my phone on, and the app was already up. I hadn't been to Sam's Club in 2 weeks. Well, what did that happen? Something happened with the energy in the air. They can control it. Like your thought, you can think something. And people say, oh, man, I didn't know you was thinking about me. Yes, I was. Right? Now, this is important. Right? Now, how can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of the speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? How can you dare tell somebody how to get, let me help you get right with the Lord, and your life is a mess. How do you get to judge somebody when your life is a mess? You know you messed up. It don't make a difference if you got money. Listen, your mama can be a lawyer. Your daddy can be a doctor, an engineer, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody got the same problem. It just got at a different level. Don't fool yourself. It happens. Listen, we all human beings. We dealing with different stuff. Some communities hide it from others, but it's there. Sometimes you just got money, you can cover it up. And then God exposes that. You cover it now and it show up later as an adult. Right? Now, so I don't have time to be judging nobody and talking about nobody and running people down when I got so much stuff going on in my life, I can't get me right. Now, I'm so messed up, I'm jacked up from the flow up. You know, God, I used to talk about people on drugs, Tony. I said, they crackheads. They had a good smoking that. And I was 440 pounds, Louis. I was so big, God said, listen, you're going to eat yourself to death while they smoking themselves to death. He said, now listen, this is the truth. He said, now here's what I want you to think about. Every time you see somebody hooked on drugs, before you say something, remember how you hooked on hamburgers. He said, you make your hamburger that crack. He said, then you know how hard it is for you to get rid of that hamburger? That's how hard. Don't you know you hate it? Don't you want, how many times you say you was going on a diet? He said, yeah, they said the same thing. So just remember, love them through it. They know they struggling. They don't need you to point it out when you got to focus on trying to get this burger out your mouth. It's a battle. Everybody says it's a battle, right? But it's a battle because we want to find fault in everybody else. Ah, he gay. Ah, she gay. God said they gay and they shouldn't do that. Okay, just don't you be gay. So why are you in their bedroom? What them being gay got to do with you? Unless you gay. You might be mad because you see you. There are some prominent pastors, big time pastors, was going on television preaching about homosexuality and dogging people out, come to find out they flying little boys across the country. in secret. It was on the down low, Louis. It was on the down low. But they were preaching God, it's an abomination. Because God was showing them. So now, how am I judge? I ain't got time to be judging you when I got a whoring spirit in me. I may not like men, but I try to sleep with every woman I can sleep with. Do they make it right? No. You think God like it? No. I got the same sex addiction you got. So you gonna judge me? Because we like different people? You know, God don't like, he don't like you doing what you doing either. So you need to clean your life up and try to love me for who I am, which is the person that's nice to you. I didn't do anything to you. I'm just living my life. If they do anything wrong, let God deal with them. And you just love them. Right? I always say, just love the hell out of them. Your job is to love people. And then quit trying to judge people until you get your life all the way clean. Okay, I got it. I'm about done. Here we go. He said, you hypocrite. First get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see enough to deal with the speck in your... Now, before you judge anybody, before you go to school tomorrow, before you go to work tomorrow, before you judge anybody else, get the speck out of your own eye. Clean up your own mess. You know your secret that don't nobody know about? Clean it up. You know you're doing in private, don't nobody know you're doing? Clean it up. Straighten it up in your life. So now I can come to church, Pierre. I can praise the Lord. I can shout because I ain't here. Some people can't shout. I don't even know why they come to church. They can't shout because I'm so mad. I can look at Lori. I can't believe Lori sitting like that. Look, I can look at him over there like this. They can't even worship God because they're so busy judging somebody else. Right? So they don't get nothing. They leave here. They say, man, church was terrible. Yeah, it was because all you was doing thinking about somebody else. You didn't come here to worship the Lord. You came here to find flaws in somebody else. I'm going to tell you what you really did. You came to find somebody in worse shape than you. So it can make you feel like you're all right. You know, I said, well, I don't do this, Lisa. I don't do. Yes, you do. Right? Yes, you do. Now, I can give you scripture, right? He said, oh, man, but you, okay. All right, here we go. I'm done. I got two more scriptures. I'm done. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Right? He says, now listen. On the judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. Right? He says, but I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me. You who break God's law. Do what you want to. It's your thing. But you got to give an account to God later on. He says, because you serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. He said, you're going to go around here, and you got the gift of laying hands. And you can speak, and you can preach, Pastor Duran. He can do all that. But I'm going to tell you right now, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know who you are. I was just using you. Because I created you, some people believe in you, so I was blessing them through you, but you're not going to make it because you were nothing but a hypocrite. And you thought you were self-right. You thought you were so right. He said, you thought you were something because you were doing something. No, no, I just used you because they believed in you. They didn't see you, but I saw you. You know, when you sneak doing pornography, he said, I saw you. You know, you sneaking and vaping, I saw you. When you smoking weed on the side and getting high and selling to kids, you know, your classmates and all this kind of stuff, I saw you. You thought you was getting away with it. He said, I saw you. I see everything you're doing. Because he said, if you go to the depths of hell, I'll be there. If you go to the highest heaven, I'll be there. The reason he said is because I'm inside of you. Wherever you go, I'm right there with you. And here's how you know, and I'm done. The reason why you know God is with you everywhere you go, because every... What's my man with the mustache, with the blue? What's your name? Yeah, you. Yeah, stand up. Yeah, what's your name? Say it loud. Luke. Hey, Luke. So here's what God said to you, Luke. He said, Luke, now Luke, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong in front of everybody. Every time you get ready to do something wrong, because you do sometimes, but don't tell anybody what you did, right? But every time you get ready to do something wrong, don't something tell you don't do it? Every time. God is inside of you. He's going to always tell you, well, you can sit down now, Luke. I call you out. Luke said, you got me, man. God dog it. I ain't coming back next week, Luke. I ain't coming back, right? Every time you do something wrong, God tell you it's wrong before you do it. Because he resides in you. So he said, don't do that. It's wrong. Don't you do it. Don't you say that about her. Don't you start that rumor. You're like, no, but it's juicy. He said, okay, when you start the rumor, just wait a little while, and it's coming back like a boomerang. It's coming back to you. Everybody give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. That was a good one, Tony. Woo! Yeah. I want to thank everybody so much for coming out to church today and the people that's online that's following. I want us to really think about transforming our life and loving people for who they are, because everybody have their own issues. Everybody got their own, and people know when they're in bad shape. And when I messed up, I knew I messed up. I felt so guilty inside. I don't need you to remind me of it. Right? This is when we spend time, man, working on our own self. And then loving people for who they are. And then don't try to clean their life up. Let's try to get our eyes. Now, I'm not talking about the parents dealing with your kid, because the Bible says train up a child in the way they should go. So you got to correct them. But I'm talking about us who judging other people. Amen? Everybody stand to your feet and give the Lord a hand clap. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I want to give you an opportunity to accept him into your life. All you have to do is believe in your heart, really truly believe in your heart, and you want God in your life, operating in your life as a spirit in your life to help you make decisions. All you have to do is ask him into your heart and tell him, I really, really want you to help guide my life. I'm out of control. I don't know what's going on. I can't deal with this stuff by myself. I can't change by myself. He'll say, I can do it with you, because I can do all things through Christ that give me strength. So I ask you to bow your heads and repeat after me. Say, dear Lord, today is going to be my birthday. Today is the day I'm giving my life to you. And I'm asking you to come into my heart, lead my life, guide me in all truth and righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, as we get ready to dismiss, if those who would like prayer, someone will be up here for prayer. If you need somebody to pray with you, they would love to pray with you and then walk you through your salvation walk if you like. But as we leave this place, never ever your presence. Be with us. Give us traveling mercies. Guide our hearts. Guide our mind as we go. Let us always keep our mind on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. If you did not give an offering, you can put it in the black box in the back on the way out. Amen.